Dr. John Crawford, who was the child advocate at Shriners Burns Institute and whose daughter in sixth grade had taken Mann a course of study, had seen the kind of creative educational materials and curriculum that EDC could produce. And he approached EDC because he felt that seeing these patterns of burns being so repetitive that through education they could be prevented, that he wanted to reach out to a place that did stellar educational materials development to be the architect of such materials to address a public health issue, burns. So he approached EDC, and the people there at the time in decision-making roles said, oh, we don't do this kind of work. This is a campaign. It's superficial and glitzy, and that's not what we do. And then there were others in EDC who said, no, let's look at this a little bit more. This seems intriguing. And we took it on. But we didn't really have any health work at the time. Very, very little. But, the amazing part of that project is Jack would say, if you tell me the age of the child, the area of the body, the percentage of the body burned and the depth of the burn, I can tell you how it happened without even knowing it's that predictable, so therefore it's that preventable. And that's public health.